You're about to watch the Gina Darling interview. I met Gina through doing JK News, so a big shout out to them. Yeah, she's a very interesting person. The thing that interested me the most about this episode was rich guys like trying to actually woo her, or like I guess you would call it peacocking, but like we're talking about sheiks and stuff from different countries. So I found that very interesting, you know, like, and the fact that these men were just down to do whatever to marry her or whatever. So I hope you enjoy. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. I'm sorry I've been neglecting you, Stan, but I still love you. Okay. Very special guest tonight, Gina Darling, YouTuber and / gamer. She plays as Overwatch.
Yeah. Hi.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah. So how do you like the place?
I dig it. Like, this is somewhere I want to live so that people can leave me the fuck alone.
I hear that. Yeah. You stay in a studio like this?
No, I have a house that I live with, like, two other roommates. I have one roommate who... Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, he makes me do that, too.
No, it's okay. It's fine. It's okay. Is that okay? Do I have to deep throat this thing? No? I live in a house with two other roommates, one of which is my editor and filmer. Like, he my video.
Okay.
So I work him...
For what? Like, you Twitch and stuff?
For YouTube.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm building...
You have a big following.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's a lot of confused people.
Dude, I looked at your Instagram, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's like half of them are confused.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
In what ways?
I mean, like, I'm not that fucking wonderful. And the other half, it's the tits, man. Like, it's the tits that makes them.
So it's the guy, and do they send you direct messages and stuff?
Oh yeah. Oh, like, yeah. I get
like, what do they usually say?
Well, you know, you get your average like dick pics. They send a lot of dick pics.
Do.
There's so many different dicks out there.
What's like the most popular angle?
Like, it's always the like
where it's from like the is it yeah. like that one?
It's like from down here.
So it's down.
Yeah. So they squeeze it between the man boobs.
Do and they just, shave their pubic hair?
Some. The ones that I get in the Middle East, no. The ones in America,
a lot of Middle Eastern fans.
Yeah.
They want to marry and all that stuff.
They talk dirty to me. Oh, your dog's humping me.
Look at what we're talking about.
Yeah, and he knows what we're talking about.
Kirby, play with your play with the goddamn turtle, man. Play with the goddamn turtle, man. Okay.
He's so cute. Yeah. I love him. I'm stealing him by the end of the night.
Yeah, you know, you could take him.
Lots of dick pics. I get a lot of really strange offers. I got one last week. He offered $200 for each video, and the video is me riding a Sibian.
Naked. Oh, that machine.
Yeah.
It's like this high tech thing, and it moves.
Yeah. And it's like he's like, it's a video project. It sounded off kind of cool. Like, it's a video project that I want to work on.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, dope. And it's like, but you're going to be riding a Sibian naked, and it's private only. It'll be totally private, and it's $200
each. Just for his personal masturbation.
Yeah.
What a sick fuck.
Huh? Lots of foot fetishes.
Your foot?
Lots of foot fetishes.
Dude, you have normal feet. Why are they tripping on your feet?
So it's I don't know. I don't know what it is about toes.
Yeah.
So like whenever I
do look at George, do you look at women's feet?
No.
Right.
That's like one of the last things I look
exactly.
at.
Exactly. I don't know what it is, but they like a scrunched feet. Can you like scrunch your feet up and send a picture of your soles?
Oh, you mean when you curl?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Right.
So dudes are weird.
Dudes are fucking weird, man.
Before I have a girl, I had a girlfriend. I was one of those guys.
Yeah. So. I like watch. If I go, I bet.
I was one of those. Dude, I was creepy. I was a creepy dude. Yeah.
What have you like? Have now you sent?
What was that?
Have you sent dick pics?
Yeah, but there's, you know, I mean, I usually do to make it look bigger,
yeah.
You know, because I'm an Asian guy. So I used to do it like that.
And then you get the under chin.
No, I would like go like, I would do that. I would like move my head like this.
That's just so there'd be no proof.
Yeah,
oh, that's smart. That's smart.
Yeah.
That's the lesson. Never show your face or your tattoos when you're sending naked photos. Yeah,
because they could put you on blast. Mm-hmm. Have dudes tried to put you on blast?
Yeah.
Let's hear some stories.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. He fucked up. He fucked up bad. I'm like, well. I'm fine.
Can you at least tell us, was he an Asian guy?
He was Asian.
They're all Asian! He's not a white guy this time.
I know!
He's a white guy.
Yeah!
Finally, Steve.
All right, we're not going to do that to him.
Yeah.
But you do gaming, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm playing Destiny 2 now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a gamer myself. Yeah. I'm not great. I like to play.
Okay.
So, and you mentioned you played Overwatch.
Yeah, I play a lot of Overwatch. It's part of the reason why I'm not as tan as I used to be.
Yeah.
Because in fact, I just upgraded my internet today
mm-hmm.
because holy shit, I have fiber now. Oh my God, it's stupid. Like, I'm living in the future. 1,000 up, 1,000 down. Yeah. This is like some South Korea shit.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's amazing. But I've been playing a lot of Overwatch. I don't go outside because of it. I used to main D.Va.
Okay.
But I've been switching it up. I've been trying to play the more obnoxious
Reinhardt?
No, Mei.
Mei.
Yeah.
Is that one with the ice?
The Chinese bitch,
The ice gun?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
See, my girl plays, and so she uses Pharah.
Okay, yeah,
and
Ariel.
So, yeah, and I didn't know what it was before. I like it because, you know, in Destiny, it's all about, oh, that was my kill.
Yeah.
But with Overwatch, it's more of a collaborative effort mm-hmm. with, like, your teammates and stuff like that.
Because you get that sound, and it tells you that you got the kill, even though you didn't.
Or the percentage.
Yeah, but even if you assisted in a kill, it says that you killed, and you just get that satisfactory feeling
in there.
Yeah,
it's like an adrenaline
thing. It's right there, yeah.
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 Or if you pull your super.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like clear out a bunch of cats and you're like, you feel so good, right?
It's good. I got my very first McCree quintuple kill a couple days ago.
Oh, the cowboy McCree.
Yeah.
Shout out to McCree out there.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of, mm-hmm. He's a gunslinger. Yeah.
So
I can't
that.
Use him.
It's hard.
And I can't use Hanzo because you have to have a steady elbow.
Yeah.
Like just, or a hand.
Yeah.
And then you flick it. Yeah.
I'm trying to learn him.
Yeah.
But I got that quint and it's just like, it's like right there. So yes.
Yeah. How long you been gaming? Like, what was the first game you played?
First game that I played, it doesn't really count. It doesn't really count when I was a kid and, you know, I played, like, Mario with my family when I was little. The first game that I
Super
played...
Super Mario?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the first...
What system?
Oh, jeez. It was on one of the old Nintendos.
Okay.
Yeah. And, but the first game that I actually played on my own, like, as a, like, falling in love with gaming was the old brick of a Game Boy, the, Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
Oh, dude, I remember Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
That was the bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I found it in my uncle's drawer, which is probably the best thing I can find in a drawer, given it could have been really bad.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could have found some other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I found the game and I started playing it. I was like, holy crap, like there's more to video games than just like running sideways mm-hmm. platforms. If Save Our Princess is never home, never there. And this is like a whole story that took me hours to play. I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
I had no idea games can get this complex. And from that
point. So you
point
got
on,
into that by accident.
By complete accident.
And so it just opened the window for you to gaming?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What are some of your favorite games of all time?
I would say the Metal Gear franchise, Gear 3.
Yeah.
Huge fan. Mm-hmm. Splinter Cell. Huge
Why
fan.
Do you like, because you have to sneak around, don't
yeah.
you? I remember you had to sneak around, then you have to pull their bodies like
mm-hmm.
Like away
Hide
from
them.
The hallway.
Yeah, I mean, it made me feel like, it kind of feels like my dating life, but in video games, you know?
you've done that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like, was there like exes and stuff?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, my backyard is full now, but...
Well, you're lying. You know, she's lying. Yeah.
He's I was sweating. Say, he's like, hey, she's like, lying.
I was like, oh no.
Shit.
We have to call LAPD right now. We got one on our hands. But yeah, keep going. Like so.
So Metal Gear, yeah, Splinter Cell. Oh, Borderlands was what actually got me.
Borderlands. On I never
YouTube.
Got into that.
Oh God.
Oh, that kind of opened for YouTube.
Yeah.
That.
Mm-hmm. So there was a gaming network, Machinima.
Okay.
They needed a expert on Borderlands,
mm-hmm.
and I hit them up. I was like, "Hey, man, you know, I'm totally into it." And they're like, "Oh shit, yeah, it helps that you're a female too." Mm-hmm. So I got a show with them, like covering Borderlands, and that's how my YouTube channel actually started. So I was a gamer first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So you've been how long you been YouTubing for?
Oh God, on and off for maybe 5 years.
Dang.
Yeah,
because I'm just a baby in this. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm doing and shit. So
this is cool.
Awesome. We just do it here and then we do it every week. But
yeah.
Man. Like when I was at JK the other, shout out to JK by the way. You know,
yeah.
To David and
the
Joe.
Family.
So those are your peoples, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I met them 5 or 6 years ago. That's family.
That's your family. Mm-hmm.
I owe a lot to them when it comes to YouTube. Yeah.
It's almost like brother sister relation. Like mm-hmm. you and Dave, like you guys are tight.
Yeah, Dave and I fight all the time.
Oh, about
that's
what?
Just about everything. Just his face.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to David. So he's got a movie out called Gook.
Yeah.
So go check that out.
I'm a terrible friend. I still need to go watch it.
You haven't watched
it. I'm fucking terrible, dude.
Dude, you gotta watch it.
I know.
It,
I really
that's
do.
Your boy.
I just can't sit still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kirby, are you resting your head on
yeah.
my... You're the best,
Do you
dude.
Really like Kirby? What do you like about Kirby?
I love him because he's so cute and he's so friendly. He just fell asleep with his head on my foot.
Yeah, you have some dog whisper
amazing.
Shit with my dog going on. I don't know if I like it.
I love it.
Yeah.
But David and them... I've known him for a long time. David, I was actually one of his first few friends when he moved down here.
Oh, cool.
He moved here from Sacramento. He actually went to middle school with my stepbrother.
Yeah, he's just so... I just met him, but he's so familiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just his energy
yeah.
reminds me of like a cousin or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me and my brother were talking about him. I'm like, dude, I met David So, man. He's like, oh, dude, yeah, I know. That's my boy.
Yeah.
I go, well, dude, he's... Okay, he's Kirby.
I love you, too. I wish it was this easy with everyone.
Hey, dude, come on. Respect the guests. Respect the guests.
Go, buddy.
Okay.
Go.
So do you have some... Because you mentioned you had... Before we start filming, you're like, I have some stories for you.
Yeah.
Too. You said the go-go dance, you said like back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back in the day, my early 20s when I was go-go dancing, it was fun.
How'd you get into that?
I got into that because my best friend at the time, she was older. I was 18, she was 25, and she was a go-go dancer.
Uh-huh.
And this is like...
What is a go-go dancer, though?
A go-go dancer...
For those who don't know.
Yeah, so a go-go dancer is, if you ever go to a nightclub, there's girls that dance on stage next to the DJ.
In those dresses?
And like, yeah, in like cute outfits, like swimsuits or full costume, and they're dancing. They never strip, so they're not strippers.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just there for atmosphere, you know?
Yeah, like, and they're affiliated with the club itself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, they have like, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like everyone's like, but it's a stripper. I'm like, no, dude, I don't take my clothes off and
yeah.
I don't have tips, you know, sticking out of my wish, but people
yeah.
don't tip go-go dancers. So we were just like atmosphere people.
Why is his face turning red?
That's just what happens. He's like imagining it. It's weird, man. It's like
keep
a
going,
weird fetish
going.
That he has.
His face turns red.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay.
I got it. We'll
all right, all
I
right.
just want to rub it.
Dude, sit down and relax, man. Drink your Aquafina, man. Relax. You want some candy? What do you need, man?
So it was, I danced for the nightclubs here in L.A.
In L.A.?
Yeah,
wait,
in
like
LA.
On the boulevard?
Yeah.
What clubs?
I did Exchange, I did Lore, I did Vanguard, I did all the big...
You did Vanguard, you make some.
Yeah.
On Argyle?
There's
a couple clubs on Argyle,
yeah.
too.
A lot of them like Hollywood Boulevard and stuff,
yeah,
but
yeah.
the best
but you're
was...
But you're making some bad.
Oh, yeah.
How much
early 20s, it was good money.
Like, how much were you making?
I would say, like, to show up and go-go dance on stage for, like, an hour tops, I was making, like, $300 a night.
Just to
hang out and dance. I don't have to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
No one fucking touches me. I'm exercising in a cute outfit basically for an hour.
Wow.
And I get paid for it. But the best thing is I danced for Insomniac, which throws like EDC and like the huge
like
raves.
The huge events.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
raves.
Mm-hmm, the raves. So I danced for them for about 6 years.
But they pay you more cheddar or what's it do?
Yeah, they do. For sure.
How much are they paying you?
That was like per night into like eight a night.
That's cool.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
just have to do dance.
Yeah, in
dude,
full costume. It's fine.
He's
I love
dancing on your leg, man.
It's how we
okay.
practice. But from that, lots of interesting stories. I'm talking like weird creepy guys.
Yeah, I want to hear about the creepy guys.
The creepy guys, there's always the guys that sit there and stare at you for like the whole duration. The whole
night? Do they follow you? Have they followed you?
They like follow me home?
No, like after the club's done. And they like
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've gotten into fights in clubs because people will touch me. And I don't know what it is, but I've told every single employer, if anyone touches me and there's no security nearby, I'm fighting people. And it's happened a couple times. One of which, my girlfriend, this guy grabbed her arm and she ripped it out of him. He's like, no, and he grabbed her again. So she busted his lip with her plastic cup. We went to court like a month later.
What? Did he file charges?
Yeah. But the thing is, like, he called the cops. He's like crying. She fucking hit me. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you serious, dude? Because his lip was bleeding.
Yeah.
And then the EMT came.
What
did
he look like?
Armenian dude. Fucking... God. Yeah.
You're just trying for the white guys.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you, dude. By the end of this thing, we're going to get you. Keep going.
The only story that I have with a white guy was a really rich dude, so it's not even a bad story.
We're going to get to that.
All right,
we're going to get to that
I'll think of some bad white people stories. I'll do it.
Yeah. All right. So Armenian dude, so cut she, lip.
Yeah, and then the EMT came and they checked him out, and then she's like, all right. Go ahead now. He's like, well, I don't need stitches. She's like, no, you don't fucking need stitches. So he brings us to court. I came as a, me and the security guard came for, to be her witnesses. Right.
Yeah.
Security guard's like, fuck that guys. And we're going to do this. And then, so dude shows up with his dad, him and his dad together combined height is like 4'1". They're fucking, and his dad is just sitting there staring her down. And my girl, though, she's a go-go dancer, but she's at that time, she had a master's in psychology, now has a doctorate.
So she's good.
That bitch is smart.
So she's good at reading people and shit like that.
Yeah. But her report was written out like a doc or like a police report. Like, it was amazing. Damn. I'm over here writing like he followed her like an idiot, you know? But they eventually settled. He's like, okay, sorry, I didn't mean it.
What was
the
settlement?
Settled to just not fucking sue. Just fuck it.
Oh, just fuck outside of yeah.
There's that. There's guys that grab you. There's one girl that was like, I don't know who she was, but she was backstage at EDC with us, hanging out with all the dancers in the makeup room.
EDC, they play house music.
Yeah. With an infant.
Yeah.
She had an infant.
At a rave?
At a rave.
Get the fuck out.
In the dressing room, at least, but like at a rave.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah. She's feeding her baby a bottle, you know?
Oh, I thought it was going to be
she was feeding the baby a bottle while her husband's like, hey, do you want some? So she does a line of Coke while feeding her baby.
Dude, that's not cool, man.
And I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on here? And then I'm like, is that okay for the fucking, like, your baby? She's like, no, you see, I don't feed her the milk that has the Coke in it. It's just like there's just so much milk, it's so heavy that I gotta get the weight out and then I throw it out. But I'm like, so what's the waiting period between like Coke milk and normal milk that you feed your baby, you know? So some weird shit has gone down, like, in Vegas, LA.
Yeah. So how long were you doing that for?
I did that for about 7 years.
7 years.
Yeah, 7 years. And it was fun.
You're hustling.
Mm-hmm. It was a fun.
Early 20s?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was the best way to spend my early 20s because you get to, like, I dance for every big DJ.
They give you cash at the end of the night?
Yeah.
Under the table?
And it was all cash. That was the best thing.
So not even checks?
No.
Oh, so they just give you cash under the table?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was rad.
So no taxes?
Nothing.
So they just go boom.
Yeah.
Was it in an envelope?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's
up. Yeah.
So you just save that money, like, it's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I had a day job if I got bored.
Just a what?
A day job.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If I got bored, but that didn't really last long. I didn't care much for it.
Yeah. Those are hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've worked all the restaurant jobs.
Have you? Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Is it like
IHOP, Jamba Juice,
like server,
Coffee Bean. Oh, yeah.
I used to be a hostess. That was my first job.
Yeah. Restaurant business is hard.
It sucks.
I'm just not
good
at it.
Terrible.
What was that?
People are fucking terrible.
They are.
The stupid questions. What were the stupid questions you got?
What do you mean?
Like for me, for
waiting.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I didn't even know how to serve the food. Like when I worked at IHOP graveyard shift, I would bring the plate out with my thumb in the yolk of the egg. I'd go, I would just straight up go, here you go, dude. Like, here's your sampler. You know,
that would
I just walk away.
But that would would be completely acceptable in a Vietnamese restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, I love Vietnamese
food.
Yeah,
that's how you know the food is good, when their thumb is in your soup. Like, oh, grandma got it. She's fucking, she knows what she's doing.
And then I would go into the kitchen and take a paper cup, and then I would scoop. I wouldn't even put drinks in there. I would actually put soup in the cup for me, and I would just drink the soup. Because, like, this is during college, and I was, like, on survival mode.
You're hungry.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I remember I served, like a 12-top or some shit. I was busting ass, and I was like, oh, here you go. You guys need a refill? And then I did all that, and then I come back to the table at the end, a penny.
No.
Yeah, just, like, a penny.
That's I'm fucked just, up. Like, that's
and then
terrible.
I got fired, and my dorm was right down the street, and I was so hard up for money, I went back to him in the same, like, tie that I got hired in.
Uh-huh.
I go, I want to apply for the job again. They're like, absolutely not.
Oh, why did you get fired? What did you do?
I used to scratch my nuts a lot. So I would be like, I was like holding the plate, and I'd be like, yeah, I know.
Again, perfectly acceptable in Vietnamese Asian restaurants.
Yeah, I wasn't sober back then. That's when I would. And then at Jamba Juice, like, I would actually, like, smoke weed in the freezer and shit.
I feel like that's a common thing that a lot of the kids
or
do.
Or at the end of the shift, I'd make, like, a vodka, like, smoothie.
That sounds amazing, actually.
Yeah, so yeah. I did it, and I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So I can't do it anymore, so this is what I'd rather do.
This is way more fun.
It's way more fun.
Yeah.
You know, he might start crying, dude, if you put him in the cage like that.
Aw, Kirby. Yeah. Do you want, like, my shoe or something? You can hug in there. He's the best. How old is he?
He just turned a year.
Oh, he's a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you from California?
Yeah, born and raised.
Whereabouts?
Northern California. San Jose?
Northern Cali, shout out. Yeah, San Jose.
Yeah, my Bay Area people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there is a difference, right?
Huge difference.
They seem more like chill up there, yeah?
Yeah, that's actually how I can tell when someone is from the Bay Area. Because you can kind of tell by the way they dress and the way they talk.
Yeah.
It's a lot more chill.
It's chill.
Yeah, so whenever...
I like that.
Yeah. Whenever I need to detox, I just go up there and hang out for a little bit.
Do you like living out here?
Oh, man. Living out here is fun when you're in your early 20s, or actually in your 20s period, maybe 30s, but to settle down, fuck no. I would never...
family and shit?
Never here. Ever. I would go back up to Northern California.
You know what? I realized people out here, I thought they were fake, because when I came from Arizona, like, mm-hmm. I met some of my brother's friends, and we're eating. They're like, so, what do you do, Steven? I wasn't used to that shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What do you do, instead of, like, how are you?
Yeah. Really?
Kind of, yeah, isn't that kind of weird?
What do you do?
So what do you do out here? Are you a, you know, like, basically, are you a videographer?
I see.
Are you an actor?
Are you
a comedian? You know, that's what they meant.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
Like, what do you do? So, like,
I didn't know how to answer that for the longest time. I just did not know what to say.
Yeah, but now it's like, you don't have to, you know, because you do, like, a different types of stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a lot of people are just like, so, I mean, you do videos? Like, what kind of videos? And, like, YouTube? What?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, I don't know. Like, I dick around with my friends, and we play pretend, and we make dumb videos, and for some reason people like it.
And you get paid.
Yeah.
How sick is that?
Yeah. Yeah, I got lucky there. Like, we just sit around and dick around and make videos.
I mean, I wish I would have started this shit, like, in the 90s. Oh, whenever YouTube... When did YouTube come out?
I don't know. 2000
something? Early 2000?
No clue.
Mid-2000? Or whenever whenever you all started.
Yeah. Yeah. JK started, like, 10 years ago. Like, they've been in the game for...
Dude, they're killing it.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to do the thing, you guys have your own studio and shit, and
dude,
different rooms, editing bases and shit.
You still haven't seen the big office.
In downtown?
Yeah.
So you have two
Yeah, like, that office is huge. Like,
so you guys making bank or what?
I mean, I think the guys are doing pretty well. Like, they deserve it. They do it well. Yeah.
They make bank.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I can't even lie. It's just like, new car.
How much do you think they made? I mean, just give us a round estimate.
I wouldn't even know.
Because we're trying to get there, you know?
I wouldn't know, because the thing with Joe is... He has a nice car.
What kind of car? Shout out to Joe,
by
the way.
He has the Jaguar, the sports.
He's got a Jaguar?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. And, but he also dicks around and buys, like, fucking... The thing about Joe is he has, like, wealthy people stuff.
Yeah.
But he has way more, like, weird people shit.
Like, give me an example.
Like, he every time we come in, any given moment, he has, like, a fucking cape on, maybe, like, an axe,
He like buys weird shit.
Just weird, like weird ass instrument that he's playing. Like he had a music obsession for a while.
Yeah.
So we're talking like accordions and those little wang wang things. Yeah, and yeah, like, yeah, it's yeah. like, what the fuck is going on today? And it's just.
You have wardrobe. I noticed when I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And there's like a sleeping bag mm-hmm. back there. But then I saw like notes for a movie that yeah. you guys were working on. Mm-hmm. Then I saw wardrobe.
Yeah.
So you guys did skits.
Yeah. Just Kidding Films was mainly just all skits at one point. Mm-hmm. It was like a skit every Sunday. It was like a machine that they were just working, just everything, just skits every single Sunday. And then they started expanding to like news, where we talk about yeah. the news that you were on, and then JK
yeah,
Party.
Yeah, I wanted to say something. I enjoyed it, but I read one of the comments and it like kind of like touched me.
What? What was it?
He's it's a bootleg. Who's this bootleg Bobby Lee?
And that's what got to you, Steve.
So whoever said that, it hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings. And it's okay, I forgive you. I'm a human being, you know. And Bob's is my brother, so he's my brother. I know I'm a, you could say bootleg or whatever, but I have feelings. You know? How do you deal with the YouTube comments and the hate and like all the negative stuff?
Well, I mean, the one thing that I always reminded myself that no matter how many shitty comments you get.
But you've gotten some?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you deal with this shit? You're a human being. You know, yeah. it's going to affect you. You read it, and some of it's like really well-written yeah, shit yeah, yeah. where like, they try to fucking... just get yeah. in there.
Yeah, I mean, the way I think of it, and this is always... The reason why it never bothered me is because I always told myself, no matter how many bad comments, no matter what they say, my bank account is still the same.
There you go, dude.
Yeah, you know, like...
So, you know, you guys know what's up.
Yeah.
You can talk all the shit, but she's doing fine.
Exactly. It's yeah. not like... If it's a bad comment, you lose like $5 and be like, fuck you guys. You know, like, yeah. I will set some shit on fire. But it's like.
Do you remember some of the comments that really, like, you're like, you like almost lost sleep over, or you're like about to punch a hole in the wall? You block that shit out.
I really do.
That's the way you got to do it, huh?
Yeah, because look, I started off as a model before oh, all yeah. the YouTube things.
Cool,
like,
yeah,
before
yeah.
Go-Go Dancing, I was a model.
Yeah.
And to do that, you have to have really thick skin because people are going to tell you, like, oh, you're too short, you're not skinny enough, you're not...
Yeah.
So you can't let that fuck with you, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
you still
yeah.
have to keep on working. So after a while, like, I don't really care. And for... remember how Joe told you that we all come from, like... broken families and shit.
Yeah.
You learn how to be really resilient to stuff like that. And that's why a lot
of
things...
Is that an Asian trait, you think?
Being from broken
resilient.
Families?
Yeah. being resilient and being from broken families.
Because mm-hmm. one, your parents beat the shit out of you.
Oh, my dad, fucking, you don't want to wake him up when he was taking a nap.
Yeah.
He beat us down, dude. With the belt.
Yeah.
He coming naked, fucking. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Lil Ray. Why don't you press that button and subscribe to the Stevie Weeby Show, man. I'll see y'all later.
I think Asian kids are pretty resilient because you got parents like, you're not smart enough. Be a doctor and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why comments don't bother me because I'm like, everything you said, my parents have said to me, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And plus, like, when you're in comedy and stuff, you can't let shit bother you. You learn to laugh about everything.
Because you're kind of putting yourself out there to
exactly.
begin with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, how do you, like, do you get used to it? Do you get used to doing all this YouTube shit just through time? Do you get better at it or like?
Yeah, I think so. It was a combination of like talking to yourself and dancing and acting in front of a mirror.
Yeah,
you know, when
yeah.
you're a kid and you get kind of used to it.
You're an only child or you got brothers and sisters?
I was an only child. And then I had like halves and step siblings.
Okay, mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah. So, and then like YouTube was very strange for a while because you kind of have to figure out like, why the hell does anyone give a shit about what I think or what I have to say? But they do. And there's people that message me like, Gina, I want to see videos of your everyday life. What are you, a day in the life of? I'm like, it's going to be.
Have you done that shit?
No, it's because it's going to be 20 minutes of me laying in bed sleeping half the time.
You just kind of triggered a memory. Because we talked at JK News about our sleeping habits.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Terrible right. sleeping habits, right?
I mean, dude, like, I have to take sleeping medication. Mm-hmm. And it's become problematic here.
Yeah.
I gotta start. Like, how long have you been doing the vampire shit?
Jesus Christ. Since I was about 11 years old.
What time are you sleeping tonight?
Tonight I'm probably sleeping at 6 a.m. 6
like,
or 7 a.m.
Like, how long have you been doing that?
since I was maybe, I want to say like 7 years now, because the nightlife too, 8-9 years maybe, because I used to go dance. I'd get home at 3 a.m, man. Then I fuck around, play video games, sleep when the sun comes out. Yeah. You know? So that's why when you told me to come here, and I'm like, oh God, please don't be a daytime shoot. 9 p.m.? Fuck yeah, dude.
Like, because I'm just like, we have the same sleeping shit. Exactly. Yeah. I woke up at, I think, 4 p.m. today.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly me every day. Yep.
And then I hit this melatonin pen, this vape pen.
I need to get that.
Yeah.
That sounded amazing when you told me about that.
Yeah, should I grab it real quick just so you can look at it?
I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to say, if I take it now, I'm sleeping here with Kirby in his cage.
So I don't want to fall asleep on the shoot, but this is, it's just... Inhale health sleep.
That's so neat. And it works? It works.
It's a disposable one. So once it's out, it's out.
Oh.
But yeah, it lasts a pretty long time.
That's cool. I got to try that.
So I do this. I take my, what kind of sleep meds are you on?
The ones I used to take were just like over the counter.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are
Unisom?
Bad. Yeah.
The gels? Gel?
The gels.
The blue?
Yeah.
How many?
The blues.
How many do you take? The blues.
So I kind of stopped taking them because I realized that my tolerance has gotten way too high.
I started with 2, but then it turned to 3.
Yeah.
And then it turned to 4.
I started with 2 and then it turned to 8 a night.
Turned to 8.
Yeah. So the thing is, and I've been
that's crazy because I know how strong those are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It turned to 8?
Mm-hmm. And I've been like this since I was like, so I have this thing when I was a kid that my body is extremely resilient to like any medications, or I build my tolerance real quick. Like dentist appointments, I needed more lidocaine.
I don't fuck with the dentist.
Yeah. But you know the shit they put in you?
I'd rather have the shit fall out.
No, you can't do that.
Let's just follow that.
No.
Just say pull it.
Oh my God.
Like keep going. No.
That is so bad. Jesus. The Lees,
I talked to my brother, the Lees, the Lee brothers.
They don't believe in dentists.
We don't fuck with the dentist. We don't fuck with the dentist.
Oh my God. But like even the dentist back then, you know the shit they put in you to numb you out?
Yeah.
I would need like double doses.
Because
he'll put it in me and he's like, all right, I'll be back in 10 minutes when you're nice and numb. He'll come back. I'm like, I can still feel everything. He's like, are you sure? Like, yeah, dude. It got to the point where he had to put so much in me that my face was puffed up with liquid. And I can still feel. Same thing when I got my stitches. Same thing. Like, everything builds up real fast. So, with sleep meds, I had to stop. I stopped about, I want to say, a year ago.
You don't take meds anymore?
No. I just rock it. If I'm sleeping at 7, I'm fucking sleeping at 7.
Oh.
And then, like, maybe sometimes I'll force myself to wake up at 10 and just be really exhausted the night after.
I feel like I can't do that. I need something.
Yeah. Well, the thing about me is like I never was
like I even have these just on. I have them hidden just
What's
for
that? A new packet.
Yeah, a new pack.
Mm.
Then I have a pack over there.
Yeah.
Like I, yeah, these are just nighttime sleep aid.
Yeah.
And these are
50s.
25 mg.
Yeah. I always look for the 50s.
I don't know how to get out of this cycle, man. That's why I want to talk to you, because you don't meet a lot of people like us, mm-hmm. or at least they don't like talking about it.
Yeah.
But like my girlfriend's on a normal schedule, and mm-hmm. I feel like I've fucked up her cycle because I'm staying up.
Yeah.
And she's like trying to sleep, and then because I'm like playing Destiny. Yeah. So,
well, that's the problem. That's what I learned, because I stay up all night stimulating my mind.
Me too.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't go to sleep. If I just like laid there, shut my lights off, and then just tried to just or read or just do something lame, mm-hmm. then I'll fall asleep. Like that was the only thing. It's called sleep hygiene. And then
there's a term for it?
Uh-huh. Turn down all the lights at least like 2 hours before you're about to go, like when you
want
to go to bed.
So your natural melatonin mm-hmm. kicks in.
Yeah. And then, like, stop playing video games, get off your laptop, just do something, like, just read a book.
That's when I thrive. I feel like I game better at night, like, at 3 or 4 in the morning. I'm like, I'm in the pocket, man. No, seriously.
Like raccoons.
Yeah, I'm just, there is raccoons. There's a raccoon family here.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, they live in the back. Yeah, there's about 5 raccoons.
I've always How'd wanted
you,
raccoons.
What made you say raccoons?
Because when I was young and broke, I lived in a renovated separate garage that was turned into a bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and there was a family of raccoons that lived somewhere in the fucking ceilings, and I'd hear those fuckers all night, and it would keep me up all night.
Oh yeah, Kirby barks at him.
Oh okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You get him, Kirby. That's right, baby. We're talking about you.
So you talk about this sleep shit a lot, because when you said that, no. I'm like, like light bulb went off. I'm like, oh shit.
One of us. Yeah.
I'm like, she's like me, dude. She
it
does the same shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you meet a lot of people like this?
No.
No.
Actually, back in the nightlife, yes. Because those guys were staying up all night.
They
but that was
they,
because of
coke
and
shit?
Like, I never fucked with that shit. But, like, that's when I learned what Xanax was, and like I tried it. I was like, this is the best thing in the world. And
people just hand you drugs in that world?
Yeah. It's what, like when you're in that world and you're female, you never have to pay for drugs. My whole
drinks
entire,
too. They just
never. I've never had to pay for shit when I was younger.
Really?
So you would think that I would become like a huge druggie.
But you didn't.
But the thing is, I get bored of things real easily, and I don't get addicted to things. So I'm just like, all right, whatever, it's fine.
Wow.
And I like my sleep, so I'm like, that shit's gonna keep me up all night. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now have you experienced sleep paralysis?
No. And okay. I hear a lot of people do. And yeah. I hear it's the creepiest shit in the world.
Oh, yeah.
No, man. I can't deal with that shit. I've had lucid dreaming before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ever write your dreams down?
No. No, I don't really. I kind of remember them. Yeah. But I don't really write them down.
Are you religious at all? Or?
No.
Never went to church?
I was forced to go to Catholic church by my caretaker when I was little.
Mm.
But I would just like dick around and make a ton of noise so they stopped taking me.
At church? At church?
Yeah. Oh. Like the pews, I'm just like sliding back and forth like an idiot. Yeah. And like old ladies are pissed off. And
yeah.
And then my grandparents were Buddhist and they would.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she was like.
I'm
she
slowly
was,
getting into that.
That Buddhism
my
is
buddy,
rad.
My buddy, shout out to Tada. He's a Buddhist.
Oh, cool.
So he's got a bunch of books. He's got like the whole shrine yeah. and the mantras, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buddhism
yeah.
is rad. Like it's if rad. I were to be religious, I think that would be the one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But my grandmother was like a crazy Buddhist. Like she's like. Like she was like this 5'1" Vietnamese chubby lady.
Yeah.
She's like, call me down at like 10 o'clock at night. Like, Jada, come pray with me. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then we'd be like kneeling for like 3 hours. I'm just like, what? I'm like, I have school tomorrow, grandma. Yeah, like, what yeah. the fuck? You know? She's like, oh, you're blessed now. Like, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But for me, religion wise, I follow like, don't be a dick.
Yeah, just really treat people to, how you want to be treated. Well. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
just, you know, I don't need a religion to teach me yeah. that.
Mm-hmm. You also brought something up that was interesting to me, like that one guy, that one real, he was like a sheik or something, yeah. this rich guy. So you could have been a millionaire right now.
I could have either been a millionaire or maybe yeah. billionaire. I think they're fucking... okay. I could have been like a billionaire wifey, or I could have been an escort. Those Russian chicks, you know, those fucking
yeah,
the
yeah.
porta potties.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. What's a porta potty?
A porta potty. So, there's a.
yeah.
Oh
interesting.
Man, you're in for a fucking.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Instagram world, there's all these like Instagram models that are just like stupid hot, right? And there's so many pictures of them in like private jets, and you're like, yeah, this bitch isn't going on private jets selling fit tea, and fucking waist cinchers and yeah. shit, right? Mm-hmm. So people are like, how is this happening? And there used to be this website that used to like. They would have a fake Instagram of like these rich sheiks, and it was like a very like well done fake Instagram, right? And they would message these girls like, I'll fucking pay you $30,000 to come out with your girlfriends and do these sexual favors, like. And the girl's just like, oh yeah, no, yeah, I'm totally, I got a girlfriend that'll do that. And then they will try to push the envelope and see how far they can
get.
They get
kidnapped.
No. Oh. And then, so this is a fake account, but these guys running this website that exposes these girls, right? And they'll try to push the envelope. And they're like, will you let me shit on your chest? And the girl's like, yeah, I'm down. And it's like, and it's gotten weird. Like, will you let my 16-year-old nephew lose his virginity to you? And she's like, yeah, if it's legal in your country, I'm fucking down. And like, and then like,
yeah,
can
money
you
is evil, huh?
Yeah, dude. Like, can you get a video of your butthole farting? Like, they've gotten fucking crazy. And this girl's like, yeah,
they're down
absolutely.
To do all that
they're
poo
down.
And fart
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they've like, and then they take all, and then they're like, we're gonna buy you tickets. Please send me a picture of your passport so it's definitely them. And then they post that shit on their website. Like, this girl's fucking gross. Like, this girl's doing this shit. And then like, they blast all the girls.
They
so,
put them on blast.
Oh yeah.
What's the website?
Ajour.
It used to be. Wait, it still is. I think it's tag your sponsor. Like, who's sponsoring all these trips? Why don't you ever tag him? That's why it's called
for
tag your
fans,
sponsor.
Steve, for the fans.
For the fans. Right.
Well, what's it called?
Tagyoursponsor.com.
Tagyoursponsor.com.
Yeah.
Tagyoursponsor.com.
Yeah. Tag.
Yeah. So wait, hold up. We're looking for sponsors.
Yeah, the next thing you know, he has a t-shirt yeah. on that says tag your sponsor
so
in the
we
next
are,
show.
But the Stevie Weeby Show, we're looking for sponsors. So if tag your sponsor wants to sponsor us, no, I'm just fucking
yeah.
around. Just look
fans.
Them up. Yeah.
Any fans.
Yeah.
But
dude, that's foul.
Yeah. So that's why they call those girls the porta potties, because you can shit on them, piss them, whatever. So when I went to Dubai for...
What year?
This was February this year.
Who contacted you?
No, I went with a couple of friends. They are professional drift racers, one of which is like a friend from like middle school.
Damn.
Yeah, and I used to own a modeling agency.
You
and,
owned it?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, shout out, dude. Dude.
Thanks.
Grinding.
So that modeling agency booked those girls, or booked the Umbrella Girls, and the Umbrella Girls are like caddy, like golf caddies, the pretty girls that hold the umbrellas for the drivers, right?
Yeah.
I ran that agency, and I was an Umbrella Girl too, so I toured with them. And my friend Matt, shout out to Matt Field, he's a professional driver. And he was hit up by, so these guys are so rich, basically they used to hire him to teach them how to drift through Skype meetings. They're like, you know what, fuck it, we're just gonna fly you out, like, we want to learn, can you just fly out and teach us? And he's like, cool, can we bring like one other driver and maybe like friends or whatever? And he's like, yeah, fuck it, just bring whoever you want and we'll get you hotels and we'll set you up. So he flew us all out. Matt hit me up, he's like,
he got the tickets.
Yeah. Matt's like, yo dude, you want to go to Dubai? I'm like, fuck yeah, let's
for
go
free?
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, so we went out there and, you know, people knew that we were in town. We went to all the drift garages and stuff and seeing all these people build cars. And one day they're like, hey, so the Sheikh of Abu Dhabi, well, one of the Sheikhs of Abu Dhabi wants to have dinner with you guys. And then I'm like,
oh, were you the only girl?
No.
Okay.
There was like other girls too. Like one guy had his girlfriend with him. Uh-huh. I was with my homie. And so the moment I said to Dubai, I was going to Dubai, everyone's like, you're fucking dudes for money. I'm like, no, I wish, because I wouldn't be driving that piece of shit cut now. But
So were you scared? Like, were you kind of reluctant? Like, oh,
no,
I
wasn't
know.
Scared. It was just more like, holy
who is
shit.
This guy?
Yeah, like, we're going to have dinner with royalty. Like, I am so
excited. At his palace?
Excited. So we drove into this compound through a gate, drove 15 minutes in.
Really?
Yeah. Like, this was how huge this place is. It's so huge that they drop, like, deers and stuff so we can go hunting in that compound. They just fucking run wild, right? So we pull up to a go-kart. You can see this. I have a vlog on it.
That's crazy. Yeah. I just try to visualize that.
Yeah. So if you go
on
my channel.
That's how much money these motherfuckers just drop deer in there?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you go on my channel, you see the video. But in the video, you'll see, like, we drive in and then we pull up to his go-kart area. Because he has his own fucking go-kart area shit, right? His own track.
It's like a kid with, like, all the toys.
Yeah. So we're, like, looking at the go-karts and they're like, oh, hop in the car. We'll drive you to the drift garage.
Okay.
Shit ton of car. Like, every single car you want.
Yeah.
And
Maseratis and all that shit.
Yeah, that's like chump change to him. And then he's like,
with
okay.
The
oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then he's like, well,
I thought that was like the nine. Okay, but
and then one of his guy friends, like he's a racer out there too. He drives us. He's like, all right, everyone, get in. We're gonna take you to the gallery. And I'm like, what the fuck's the gallery? He's like, it's like this Scottish guy. He's like, you'll see. He's like, I love this part. I'm like, what part? He goes, this part. And then they pull up, and I see. I was like, holy fuck.
What did it look like?
It was a showroom. It looked like a showroom at a car dealership. With like six McLarens, like five Bugatti Veyrons, and he's bought so many Bugattis that they gave him an engine just to display. Inside was like 20 something cars, that one of like five cars in the world, an indoor swimming pool, some fucking like pool tables, and I'm just like, I am so poor.
That motherfucker had the Batmobile.
Pretty much. Like, I am so poor. Like, why do I even still bother, right? And then he goes, okay.
That's what they do with the money?
That's what they fucking do. And then he goes, okay.
What about charities and homeless shelters, man?
I don't know.
There's people suffering
out
there.
They probably, maybe they do.
Hey, man, if you're rich, you got all this fucking money, help people out, man.
Maybe they do.
But keep going, keep going.
And then he's like, all right, let's go to the shed. I'm like, all right, cool, something that maybe I can afford. The shed is basically an
IKEA. That's the name of it, is the shed? Get the fuck out of here.
The shed is an IKEA-sized, a Costco-sized, maybe bigger warehouse where he puts all, like, the whatever cars.
What are the whatever cars?
The whatever cars are, like, the Maseratis, the Range Rovers, the fucking i8s, and stuffed camels, like, their prized stuffed camel that they had that won
There's
races.
Stuffed camels?
There's
like
one.
Like, dead camels
that
are stuffed with...
Yeah, it was a prized camel that got bit by a snake and it died, so they stuffed
right.
it and
that's
they shoved it next
cool,
to a Range Rover.
Man. Yeah.
And then he
What's
has,
going on in your mind?
You're I'm just like the whole time I'm just like, wow, look at all these things I will never afford.
Yeah.
Like, I maybe would sell one titty for this, you know? Yeah. Like, this, I would do that.
I just want a decent Toyota Corolla.
Right? I don't even know if they know what those
fucking,
are.
Yeah.
But he...
That's like, they should take shits on those things.
But the craziest thing is, like, they're so rich that they just start making their own cars. That was a weird thing.
They're that rich. They're like, oh, we need to get the import. And
No. It's, I want to glue this car to another car.
They're that bored?
So, there was a Mustang. sitting on top of four like giant wheels that made it look like a monster truck. And it looked like car engineering and design drank a lot of alcohol, fucked someone else with fetal alcohol syndrome, and out came this thing.
Jeez.
And I was just like, what the fuck is that thing? And it works. And well, it was literally,
why are they so into cars out there? It's the fuck, they're sand. You know,
I don't
what
know,
I mean? Why
man.
Are they, there's not like, they're in a metropolitan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's fucking Dubai.
Yeah. I mean, it's, no, Dubai is nice.
Oh, it's like city.
Dubai
okay,
is
okay,
like
I,
nice.
I know, I've never been there, so yeah. I'm thinking just sand dunes.
No, this is like, Dubai is, they have, they're so like futuristic and crazy. They have Uber helicopter. You
oh,
can call
okay,
an Uber
so, okay,
helicopter.
I need to go there. I've never been there, yeah. So, yeah.
It's really crazy. But okay. The dude, like, the sheikh himself, you would think, like, he's, like, some big, fat
okay, so when'd
guy.
You meet him? When'd you meet him?
We met him towards, like, the middle of it. Like, he was showing us around. And the thing is, I don't know what he looks like. So everyone that came in to say hi, I'm like, is that the sheikh? Is that dude over there? Is that?
Did you want to meet him?
Yeah, I did. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And I'm thinking, like, 60-something-year-old old guy, like, beard, whatever. He's this 28-year-old dude in, like, joggers and, like, Jordans on and just, like, a t-shirt. And he's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, you're the fucking sheik? Are you kidding me right now?
What did he look like? Like, was he handsome?
Yeah, he was a handsome dude.
Yeah, what did he look like? Like what actor or whatever? What did he look like?
He was like a... God, I don't even know what he would look like. He's, like, a very... I don't know. I'm not good with actors.
Okay.
But he was handsome.
He was handsome.
Like, he was not ugly. It's not one of those guys, like, you would fuck and be like, oh, fuck, I don't really want to do this.
Yeah,
but, you know,
yeah.
Like, he's handsome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, dude, you're so young and you're so nice. Like,
you said that?
Yeah. I was like, I was not expecting this. I'm like, you're so nice. You're so cool. And we bonded over video games. And he was, like, the nicest guy in the world.
He fell in love with you, huh?
No. I mean, I'm this crazy purple-haired girl. I don't know if they can...
I thought the guy offered you to want to marry and
no,
you and stuff.
No, they can't marry outside of royalty, I don't think.
Oh.
Yeah. If are you kidding me? If that happened, I would not be here.
You'd be in
I'd be in a helicopter throwing quarters at my friends right now. Like, I'm not going to be fucking, what? Yeah. Absolutely.
So if that dude, because that dude, I mean, you're set for life. Your
for
kids,
life.
kids, family,
life.
You know.
Yeah.
It's just, you're set.
Yeah, I'm throwing quarters at people.
But you would have, you would live there and...
Dubai's dope. I would fucking Abu Dhabi and Dubai. I would definitely live there. Like, it's the customs are a little bit different.
Yeah,
but whatever. Like
what do you mean? Like how? Like the way they eat or something? Or
they're more conservative onto like how you dress.
Yeah,
women like you can't really show your shoulders, your chest, your legs,
or your face,
stomach. No. Oh,
okay.
You can show your face.
Okay.
It's the more religious people that cover their face and cover everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're more lenient on tourists. They're like, you're a tourist, you're fine, just wear whatever the hell you want.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Public displays of affection, you can't hold hands. Mm-hmm. A lot of very religious people, like the man walks in front, the woman walks in the back. And what I learned towards the end of the trip was men don't really shake hands with women, and I'm over here fucking shaking hands with everyone.
And then
it's registered in my head, like, oh, that's why they looked at me like that, you know? But it's like, it's I'm American. They can't really say anything. Like, they don't care. They understand. Like, you're American. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to hear more. Let's get into the creepy stories. Into the creepy stories.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Have you ever met, like, a creepy rich guy who tried to, like, finagle you? Like, try to trick you?
I like that word.
Finagle?
Is that a thing?
Finagle.
I like that. I'm gonna write that down.
Oh yeah, write it down.
Have
yeah.
I been finagled? let's see. All my creepy dudes were not rich. That sucks, right?
You ever like dated like a gangster ass dude?
That was my type back then when I used to love tattoos, but I never really dated like a gangster.
You never
type.
Dated an Asian gangster dude?
No, it was just...
That would have been tight though, just to have that story.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I dated one guy that looked like a gangster. And this
like, what
was,
did he look like?
He just had a shit ton of tattoos and he was Asian.
Like dragon tattoos?
Yeah,
tiger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I dated him for about 4 months and I dumped him in the middle of a road trip in Arizona.
Yeah, you told me that story, dude.
Yeah.
You get in the hotel room and then you go, no, room for one?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Room for one. Because he didn't have his wallet.
Exactly.
Let's talk about him, like, that story. Or we don't have to say his name, but you know.
No, his name's Dennis. It's fine.
Okay,
he's
so
a little
shout
bitch.
Out to
I don't fucking care.
Shout
he knows.
Out to Dennis.
He knows. Okay. Dennis, you mark-ass bitch. How you doing?
So what happened with him?
So what happened was it started off cool, you know. Like, it started off okay.
Yeah, how'd you meet him?
I met him through friends.
Yeah.
And he was like, I need you to model for my clothing line. I'm like, yeah, cool, whatever. And then we got to talking.
Oh, he reached out on social
mm-hmm.
media?
Yeah.
Facebook?
It was on Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
But
it was random then.
But he was cousins with a girl I went to school with.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm like, yeah, cool, whatever. And I still to this day don't know how, like, he typed so well.
What do you mean that by that? Like, his wording?
Because when he's talking in person, I'm like, I'm going to knock you out. Like, you're so fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, this dude, we got into an argument because during this road trip, he said, no, time zones should be the same. Time zones only change when you go north or south. And then I was just like, I'm sorry, what did you just say to me? The time zones only change when you go, you know, up and down the world. I'm like, you're fucking, like, did you just have a stroke? Like, what the fuck? No,
it goes east, west, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's, and then we argued about it. And he's one of those people, like, when you're wrong, or when he's wrong, he's like, oh, I was just kidding. I was just testing you. I will throw you out the goddamn fucking window, you know?
What did Dennis look like?
Dennis was, like, a 5'6", 5'5", Asian dude with, like, slick back hair, and he had a ton of tattoos.
What kind of hair product did he use to slick it back?
I don't know. Bitch-made product. I don't know. Fucking. But I
like... Like grease shit?
Yeah.
Like, it was, so it was like...
Like, it was like a greaser. Helmet. Just like, no, he, like an Asian... like.
But he greased it back.
Yeah.
He slicked it back.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, he's, like, this, like...
Is that a good hairstyle? Do women like that? Is that a good style?
Really depends on your face.
Huh?
It really depends on your face.
Like, if you have a fat face?
Yeah, like, it might not work.
Good, dude, like, if you have, like, that style, like, the greaser style, yeah, like, the outsiders.
That works.
Like, you have the cuff jeans, the jean jacket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's, like, white boy greaser, though. This is, like, Chinese, like, Asian, Vietnamese, like, Asian dude, though. It's totally different.
Yeah, it you is know? Different.
So, like, it's,
yeah,
like, a really high fade, like, really, like...
So short on the sides?
Yeah, and then just, like, long in the back.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Did he put, like, a ponytail on it? Like, did he use any,
I don't
like,
think so.
A rubber band or something?
No.
Okay.
No.
That would have been sick if he had, like, a...
A little so, rat
yeah,
tail.
Yeah, yeah, he had, like, a little rat, like, a rat tail.
Yeah. This is, like... Yeah, but I'd only dated him for, like, 4 months or so. And then, like, as time went by, I'm like, this guy's really dumb. Like, this is possibly the dumbest person I've ever met in my life. And so what...
In what way so?
As in, like...
Well, the time zone thing's kind of, yeah.
Well, for one, you don't pronounce Tucson, Tucson. Tucson.
That's kind of cool, though, how he did
Tucson.
shout out to Tucson, Arizona. Shout out to Tucson, Isaiah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So so we drove to New Mexico to pick up a dog. This is how we broke up. We drove to New Mexico to pick up a dog.
What kind of dog?
It was an Akita.
Okay.
Really pretty. It was fucking beautiful, right? And on the way back, we got into an argument because he's like, I'm going to go hang out with my ex-girlfriend. I'm like, well, that's not cool.
Well, see, that's where I kind of like... I lost him there.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking if you're a dude and you're with a girl,
yeah,
you don't bring up any kind of ex,
exactly,
this, ex, that. That's out of the equation.
Well, even if you brought up an ex, I wouldn't mind. But the way he does it is like, he does it to piss you off. Because I told him I can't go to his hometown to like hang out because I had to work. He's like, okay, fine. Well, I'm just going to hang out with my ex-girlfriend then.
That's the way he said it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it again. Say it again.
So, then. Oh, you're not going? I'm just going to hang out with my ex-girlfriend then since you're not going. So it's like one of those things, like, it makes you want to just pop him in the mouth real quick, you know?
Oh, didn't you say, like, didn't you get in his face?
Yeah, I got in his face.
When did that part happen?
So I was like, well, that's not cool. Like, why would you do, like, would you like that if I did that with, you know, with my ex-boyfriend? He's like, don't tell me what to do. You're fucking crazy. I'm like, I'm not crazy, dude. Like, I'm talking to you just normally. Because I don't argue. I don't like arguing. He's like, no, you're fucking crazy. And when he gets angry, he, like, this is like dating an 18-year-old girl. Because every 2 seconds... Like, imagine that from a grown-ass dude. And I would yell
right
at him.
Right there in the chin,
yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
Right there, dude. Right there.
And then I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then eventually I got really mean. I'm like, do you need a fucking inhaler? Go outside and take a breather. What the fuck's wrong with you? So eventually he starts calling me crazy. I'm just like, can you not? Like, and then I reached my point. I was like, you know what? I asked you nicely. So we're just going to sit here and say shitty things to each other. He's like, yeah, sure. I was like, fine. So I'm not really proud of this.
No. Do it. Because do what you do.
So I unbuckled my seatbelt. And I was like, fine. Okay. You're a fucking bitch. And then he's like, and he's driving. He's like, what did you say? I'm like, you're a little fucking bitch. That's what you are. You're a fucking little bitch. And I've lost all respect for you. You're a little bitch.
And so he's like.
And then he goes, don't call me that. I'm like, no. you're a mark-ass little bitch.
I got kind of scared when you just did that. Just to let you know, I got so I kind of felt for Dennis or at the, just for that split moment there. Because like the guy's trying to drive too, you know what I mean? So you doing that, you're like, you could have gotten an accident, you know what I mean?
True.
The guy was just driving.
That's true.
And you're like, you're a fucking bitch. Yeah. You know, did you get really that close to
his
face?
I got real close. Like, I got really close. I'm like, you don't disrespect me.
So spit came out.
Like, yeah, I'm like, you bitch. Like, my spit's in his eyeball.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and then, so here's the breaking point. He says, don't call me that again or I'll fucking hit you. And this is when my Vietnamese, like, this is like
wait,
Vietnamese.
Wait, he threatened you?
Yeah. Yeah, this is like Vietnamese refugee Viet Cong came out of me right now.
Like the fucking
Viet rage. Like, the Viet rage came out. I'm like, you do not ever threaten to hit a woman, you know? Here's a backstory. Wow. He met some friends of mine that he worshipped because he's like this wannabe
skinny guy,
gangster.
He's a gangster dude?
He's a wannabe gangster.
Oh.
So he's
but
a skinny dude.
Did all that stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a gangster, but did the...
He was a wannabe gangster.
Oh.
He's like, I have warrants out for me. I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm badass. But we got pulled over for speeding.
For littering?
And they looked up his license and he had nothing on him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I might have a warrant. I'm like, they just let us go.
Yeah. So he tried to be a bad boy and you saw through it.
I saw right through it.
Yeah.
And then, so the thing is, he met my friends
Why couldn't he just be himself?
Because he was a bitch.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So he met my friends a few weeks before. And my friends are like legit like gangsters. Like they cannot show their faces, right?
They're Asian gangsters?
Yeah.
What gang?
I can't, like, I don't know, watching something, I don't know. Like
watching?
Yeah.
The Chinese?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
So, like, these are the homies, right? One of which, like, left the country. And before he left the country, he's like, Gina, before I leave, do you want me to take care of anyone? I was like, yeah, take care of my mom. Like, that'd be awesome. Like, she's, you know, she's old now. I want someone to take care of her. He's like, no, you fucking dumbass from the suburbs. No. Do you want me to take care of anyone? And I was like, oh.
Oh, to wipe out?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then,
shit.
So, he met these friends.
That's some gangster ass shit.
Yeah. And he like flexed on him like, well, you don't know where I'm from. I'm from San Jose. Like I hang out. And then my friends just got in his face and he said, well, you're a fucking long ways from San Jose, boy. And then he just sat down immediately. So when he told me.
So that you're watching homie fucking.
Yeah.
Like checked him.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
So when he told me, he was like, hey, he was like, if you don't stop that, I will fucking hit you. I got in his face and I told him, you say that shit again, you'll end up dead in a ditch in a week, and you fucking know that. They'll break you. And then he's like,
I got scared again. I got scared again. Oh, shit, Dennis, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you had to go through it. Fuck. Yeah.
And he knew. He knew he fucked up.
Yeah.
Because it would not take long.
You have a temper, huh?
I don't have a temper.
But if
you ever threaten me, it's a very certain thing. You don't pull that shit on me.
Yeah.
And then so he knew immediately. So he stopped and then he goes, okay, well, fine. You're old. You need a mother in your life and you don't have your life together.
He said that to you?
Yeah. I'm like, what? I'm like, I don't have my life
together. He doesn't sound like a gangster type.
No,
like the way
not.
You're describing
like
him.
Yeah,
you're like, you know, like everything you're just saying about him, like in his behavior and his mannerisms is like anti-gangster.
But the
like,
thing is, he's made his Instagram, like he's so meticulous on his Instagram. Like he tries to look like this this playboy gangster that like has a lot
of
money.
Do you still lurk on it?
I don't.
Okay.
Because like my fans would go on there and they're like, you're a little bitch. Because when the story came out, everyone's like, wow, you're fake as fuck.
Yeah.
He ended up even copying one of my friend's tattoos because he was like worshiping the gang friends.
What did it look like?
My friend had a V for Vendetta mask on his hand.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and in pictures.
Like an anonymous mask?
Yeah. And my friend can't show his face in pictures, so in every picture he would hold his hand up like this so it covers his face, but you see the mask. So Dennis went like a month later and got like a wolf on there, and now he's doing the same exact thing in every photo. I'm like, holy shit.
So he's
doing
this?
Yeah. And then so it's like, dude, you're kind of a. Like, you're, it's kind of sad how.
If it was like Darth Vader, I'd be like,
that'd
that's
be sick,
sick,
right?
Yeah. you know what I mean? Like, just.
Yeah, like, that'd be kind of sick. Like, it'd be fucking. Yeah. I would get Jabba the
Hutt. Or Yoda.
I would have Jabba.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt. Or, yeah, yeah. Or a Jawa.
Oh, God.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. But so after that happened, he was like, you need to get your life together. I'm like, you begged me to.
How long were you with Dennis?
4 months.
Oh, dude, that's not even a long time.
Yeah. I'm like, you begged me to co-sign a car and an apartment for you, and I don't have my life together. And by the way, because my friend is the car dealership, like he's the best, like, fucking seller.
Yeah.
He was like, he's like, you're already automatically approved. Like, you're good for like any car you want.
Yeah.
And Dennis got mad. He's like, so you're not going to sign for me? I'm like, no, fuck you. I don't fucking know. So I was like, you know what? Pull the fuck over in this hotel.
Seems like you were like more of his mom figure. Yeah,
it was absolutely
like
he that.
He needed like a mother figure.
Yeah.
Instead of like a girlfriend figure.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, you give me my allowance?
Yeah, it was. It was like having a little child that you need to kick into place every once in a while. So I told him, pull over in this hotel. Go fuck yourself.
This is in the road trip.
Arizona. It was in Arizona.
Shout out to Arizona, man. Gilbert, Tempe, Phoenix, Chandler, Mesa. We got love for you over here at the Stevie Weeby Show.
But this Arizona.
I went to Arizona State. That's why.
Yeah.
But keep going.
But this was in Tucson, by the way.
Shout out to Tucson, Arizona, man. We love you out there, U of A. You guys were our competition. I was a Sun Devil, but we still love y'all.
So we're here in fucking Tucson, Arizona, right? And I was like, pull over this hotel, go fuck yourself. I'm out. And then
you go your way, I go my way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, fine, I'm going to go stay with this girl that I know. I'm like, all right, go, bitch. Like, fucking go. So I go into the lobby. And I'm like standing at the front. I'm about to pay for my fucking hotel room. I'm flying my ass home tomorrow. I don't give a fuck. And then door opens and in he walks with his bag and the dog. And
the dog. Because we got the dog by then. Yeah. Forgot about the dog.
And
poor dog.
There was a dog.
Yeah.
It was a really cute dog too. And the front desk guy was like, oh, so how many keys? Just one? I'm like, yeah, just one. It's just me. Little fuckface McGee over here is like, oh no, she's just kidding. Oh, we need two. I'm with her. And then I was like, I don't fucking know this bitch. Like, I don't know. Yeah. One key only. He's like, okay, yeah, I'll make sure you only get one key. So I get my key, walk to my hotel room, and behind me, I didn't bring my wallet. I don't have any money on me, gas money. How am I going to get home? And I turned around and I said, well, that sounds like a personal problem, bitch. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I thought he was a gangster.
I know. Like, what? Like, you know, like, go show your little tattoos off. Yeah. Make some money. So I open my door. He barges his way in. And, like, he's sitting on the bed crying. Like, you know, like, ugly crying face?
Like, do it real quick.
You know, like this ugly crying face, right?
Wow.
And he's like, I don't have money to go home. Like, you would do this, but I love you. And I'm like,
mom.
Yeah. So,
mom.
Yeah. So I took his keys and his backpack. I threw it outside to the field somewhere. I'm like, go and fetch, bitch. Go get your fucking shit. Get the fuck out of my face. He's like, I don't have gas money. So I watered up like a $1 bill. I'm like, get the fuck out of my face. And then, so he went out. And then, like, grabbed his shit, texted me, like, oh, the dog got loose. You need to come help me find her. I look outside my window. Dumb fuck over here is standing there with the dog texting me. I'm just like, wow, you are literally...
That's kind of sad.
The dumbest person I've ever met.
I kind of feel bad for him at this time.
Not really. No? You know, like, I don't feel bad for people like that.
I mean...
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about it. Yeah, forget him, dude. Yeah. Hit the road, Dennis.
Yeah. Right? Like,
hit the road, dude.
Yeah.
Exxon's down the street, dude.
So, and then...
he probably walked to a gas station, right?
So, for the next hour or so, I'm chilling, bathtub. I got myself some wine. It was really nice.
Yeah.
And every like, 2 minutes I hear...
He's still lurking?
Can you please come out?
He's lurking?
Yeah. For like an hour and a half. So I texted him. I was like, if you don't fucking leave, I'm calling the cops on your non-warrant-having ass. And then he's like, you would never do that to me, would you? I was like, guess who's coming? And so I called the cops, who, by the way, Tucson, Arizona, the two finest cops I ever met in my life. I was like, look, man, if I wasn't going through shit right now, like you are beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
So they come.
What did it look like? Were they chiseled?
One of them was like this Asian guy, buff, chiseled, beautiful. The other one was like this white guy, buff, beautiful. Like, I'm like, you guys are calendar models. They were beautiful. And then so maybe like 3 or 4 in the morning. And the cops came and they talked to him. They talked to me. They're like, okay, so he said he'll leave, but he was just wondering if he can borrow like a phone charger and some cash for gas. I'm like, no. No, this bitch sits there and suffers. And he's like, okay, so you don't want to let him in? I'm like, no. And then he's like, okay, is there anything else you want to tell him? I'm like, yeah, go tell him to go kill himself.
You told the cops that?
Yeah, I'm like, go tell him to go kill himself. Like, you don't threaten me, you know?
Yeah.
And then so he left. And then after, like, for, like, 2 years, actually up until November of 2016, he's messaging friends like, hey, do you think she'll talk to me?
He's still wrapped up with you.
I'm like, shut the fuck up. And then so he'll like, do you think she'll talk to me? I didn't actually hit her. I didn't mean to hit, like, yeah. I didn't want to hit her. And then my friends are like,
you need a strong man.
Yeah, right?
A guy who's self-supporting.
Yeah.
A guy who has confidence. Mm-hmm. A guy who's tall.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't really care much for that, but
a guy like George.
That's where it was going to. Got it.
I'm sorry.
There we go.
His face is red again.
It's red again.
Raspberry face. I love it. I love George.
At least I know he'll never hit me. It.
This guy's an angel.
You never hit me,
this
right?
This guy's an angel.
Never, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Dude, you know, your face. I only do it to see that. That's like, I every week he comes, I'm waiting to see that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, there it is.
It's, just get him really red.
There's a red face. Yeah.
We got it. You got it.
That was a great story.
Yeah.
So have you dated since then? Or?
Yeah, I mean, like, I date people, you know? Yeah. It's been, like, whatever. It's been cool.
Is it hard to date in Los Angeles?
It's hard to date, yeah, in Los Angeles. And plus, I travel a lot, so I don't really care much to date very much, you know?
What's the latest dating apps, like, for the viewers out there?
I'm never on any apps. I meet people through friends, that's all. Apps are weird to me. It's just so, like, not personal.
I used to be on OkCupid.
Really?
Yeah.
I made an OkCupid account just to see if I can get any weird messages just to make a YouTube video out of it. But they would always shut me down.
They did?
Because people would report me like, that's not really her. She would never be, because they know who I am. Like, she would never be on the site. So I would be like reported for being a fake profile. I'm just like, oh, well, shit. Like, it would last 2 days and then I'm gone. So I can't do shit.
So, like, going back to the creepy dudes, like, on these sites and everything, have they just randomly messaged you on, like, Facebook and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, what's the craziest message, like?
Shit. Let's see. I had a dude. Oh, yeah, there's this one guy that was crazy obsessed with one of my friends and, like, stalked her. He was out in Hawaii, and he would message me, like, I love her so much. I will kill for her, blah, blah, blah. The dude's in jail now.
Oh, geez.
For, like, stalking. Like, he was insane. Just like, I don't care. Like, she has a husband and baby. She doesn't really love him. She loves me. I know she doesn't. Just goes rambling at, like, 4 a.m. Like, this is some meth head shit. It was crazy. So shit like that. And then there's, like, the reason why my last name is Darling is because I changed it randomly because I had a stalker.
Oh, he found you.
Yeah. And he's like, I will cut your brakes. I know where you live. Like, I will cut your brakes.
You researched?
Yeah.
Did you get scared?
It was not really because, like, I got a 3-year restraining order on him. Like, it was fine. The dude was an idiot.
He was a white guy, wasn't he?
He was a Vietnamese guy.
Fuck!
Yeah.
God damn it, man.
Yeah.
It's your night, George.
Yeah.
It's your night.
That's what I learned, though. Vietnamese guys are terrible.
What, Vietnamese dudes?
Yeah, every single Vietnamese guy I've dated, awful.
What, just Vietnamese or Asian? Like,
Vietnamese.
Korean, Japanese?
Just Vietnamese.
Why Vietnamese dudes?
First one cheated on me, like, 6 times.
Six times?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, once is too much,
yeah,
don't you think?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How'd you find that shit out?
I found out because, so I was with him for 2 years, and I found out that he was later on, I found out he was cheating on me within 6 months, or 6 months of a relationship, the first 6 months. And so I found out because my friend from middle school hit me up out of nowhere. Like, this is, like, years. Like, it's, like, at this point, I'm already graduated. I'm fucking well into my 20s, and she's like, are you dating this guy? Like, he has tattoos and a nose piercing. I'm like, yeah, why? She goes, huh, because so is my cousin. And I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, what? So she gave me her cousin's phone number. I talked to her. Cousin had no idea about me. That's why I wasn't a bitch to her. You know, I'm like, you had no idea. It's fine. And she's like, yeah, we were dating. And then all of a sudden he, like, dropped me out of nowhere. And then I found out you existed. And then so that's how I found out. And then I called him and he didn't know that she was still on the line. So I talked to him. I was like, so who's this girl? And he's like, oh, I met her at my friend's wedding. And I was like, and then, you know, nothing happened.
Was he a short dude?
No, he was like 5'10".
I was wishing he was like a short little gangster little dude.
And then so he's like, no, like, well, we never kissed. And it was like a friendly, like, all right, bye, kiss on cheek, bye, whatever. Yeah. And then she flipped. She's like, fuck you, you fucking liar. I was in your bed. We were making out. Like, you told me you were in San Diego this week, but you were with Gina. Fuck you. You don't deserve her. And then this was like during like when I used to be a hostess at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I'm usually really bubbly and happy, right?
What restaurant?
I was at the Cheesecake Factory.
Shout out to the Cheesecake Factory. We could use a Cheesecake Factory sponsor, but keep going.
Yeah, I love Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, I do. I love cheesecake.
And then so I went into work and I like brought hell with me. Like my manager saw it in my face. Yeah, they're like, whatever it is you're going through, you can just take a day off and go home. So I drove to his place and he's like, begging, like, I'm so sorry, I love you, blah, blah, blah. So I go to his place and it's like I'm 20. Yeah, I was 20 at the time, actually. I was pretty young. Mm-hmm. And, like, this is, like, when you're young and you don't have your shit together. And you're just like, fuck everything, blah, blah. And I took his golf club and I smashed his mirror. But then I was sane enough to, you know, not fuck anything else up. Because I'm like, okay, he can sue me. I don't want to fuck. Because he was a film editor. He did people's weddings. So if I really wanted to piss him off, I would just throw his computer and all his gear and everything into his fish tank, right?
Ooh, yeah.
But, like, you know, like, I'm not going to be that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He cheated on me. And then the second one was one who stalked me, which in turn made me change my last name.
Mm-hmm.
And then
another Vietnamese guy?
Yeah. And then the third one was Dennis.
He was Vietnamese too?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Vietnamese dudes, like, what was the lesson? We learned they're crazy motherfuckers. Yeah. They're crazy dudes.
They're crazy and or dumb. Yeah. It was, yeah. So that's why I'm like, all right, no more Vietnamese dudes. That's like 3 out of 3.
So what's the lesson learned? What about giving a white guy a try?
I've dated white guys. I've dated white guys before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look at George's face.
No, just all red again.
Look at his face. Look at his face.
It's adorable. It's precious. Yeah. Look at him.
Okay, so how are we doing on time? This was fun.
Oh, this is one of our longest.
This is one of our longest.
Really?
Dude, shout out for coming. We're not done yet, though. We're not done yet.
No, it's fine. I can be like, so you know on this I'll show, stay up.
Yeah.
I'll stay up.
Wait, you still, let's go. Okay, let's end it with this.
Okay.
Give me 5 more of all-time favorite video. Just do 3.
All-time favorite video games. So
you said Metal Gear was your last one.
Yeah. So what, 3 or 5?
So just do 3 more.
3. All right. Let's see. I want to say, Jesus Christ. What did I say already?
You said Metal Gear, and then Zelda.
Metal Gear, Borderlands, Splinter Cell. Mm-hmm. And then right now would be Overwatch, and the 5th one would be Last of Us.
Oh, that's what's up, the zombie game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
That was an amazing game. That was like.
Dead Island was pretty tight, too.
It was fun.
It was fun.
But Last of Us was like a story that I wanted to, like, I was depressed for 2 months.
Really?
Yeah, that story fucked me up. Like, it was, like, so the thing is, I came in a month early to play it. They had me come in and check it out.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, due to NDAs, I couldn't talk about it for like a month. Mm-hmm. And that month was just like, I'm just like sitting there in my bed, just like, God, this is so sad. Like, I'm just dying right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing game. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's it, huh?
Yeah.
Can you do... Okay, so we have fans that send in stuff. Can you actually give... read this postcard?
Sure.
Live.
Okay.
And then give her a shout out or whoever that person
cool.
is.
Cool. So, I like the postcard. And
yeah.
Cute. That's so,
so just
cute.
Read it out loud. I like... Yeah.
All right. To Kirby. Woof, woof. Woof, 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 Tokyo. Woof, woof. Woof, 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 woof. DVDASA. Woof, 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 woof. I that's a little bit insulting. I don't know if I would take that from you, from her, if I were you.
I thought that was nice. Yeah, shout out to Kirby. So this one's to Kirby. And then someone sent this. If you could open it up. I'm going to try to guess what it is.
Okay, sure.
So
can I put this down here?
Yeah, you could put that down there. But then and then you could pick it up. I guess it's either comic books.
Okay.
Some kind of art, like poster art, like, or definitely a letter where someone
all right, so you're saying comic books
or poster, yeah,
poster, mm-hmm. or all right,
mm-hmm.
we got why not both?
Oh, wow,
that's so neat. Whoa, look at
that's
this
that's cool. Wait was that Nate Diaz?
Look at that. Oh,
wow. That's Nate Diaz.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is one of my favorite fighters.
That's so
dude,
cool.
Dude, shout out to Nate Diaz, man.
From Mike Stefanski?
Stefanski. So thank you so much to Mike Stefanski.
That's amazing.
He gave some awesome art. And then this is, Oh, oh my god, wow. this is really cool stuff. That, DS.
This one even has some nipple on it.
Let me see. Oh, wow, Cruz.
I like that.
Yeah, your girlfriend won't like that one, Steve. Maybe I can have that one.
What? That's cool.
Yeah, that's like so rad.
Garbrandt, I think. So shout out to... Mike's, is there a letter in there? I think there's something else.
Oh, crap. Did I miss something?
So thank you, Mike. Thanks for all this cool art. Yeah. We're putting some of it. I'm definitely put the Nate one up.
There is a letter.
Oh, why don't you read it?
To Steve, I just want to say your fucking show is fucking awesome. I'm still in the process of watching all your episodes at the moment since discovering your show a week ago. The first episode I watched with you and Asa had me rolling. That episode was rad and totally made my week. I've supplied some prints of my work that I hope you'll enjoy. I also donated $20 to your show.
Thank you, Mike.
Aw, I hope you got that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I also really appreciate your positive sincerity and outlook on your show, as well as your diversity of guests, especially all your underground hip-hop topics. Oh, you're into that?
Oh, yeah.
Rad.
Yeah, I like it.
He says, I love those. You should try and get some graph writers on your show, like some cats from CBS... Yeah. MSK, KYT, I'm working on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I wish you nothing but the best on your show and in life and hope you achieve all your goals. Huge props to you, Mike. P.S. Does your P.O. box accept poster tubes in the size 32x3 inches? I want to send you some original paintings in the future, if permitted.
And that's a yes, because if they send me a bigger package, I just get a notice and I go to the door and then they give it to me.
That is so nice.
So, yeah, that's a really nice letter, huh?
Thank you. Fan mail's the best, man.
Oh, dude, it's the best. So shout out to Mike Stefanski. Mm-hmm. He's got some crazy cool art. I love the Nate Diaz one. If you want to send anything else, send it to the Stevie Weeby Show, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. I also have every week if someone like joins my Patreon, I give them a shout out.
Cool.
So, shout out to Keith Stevens, Andres P. Bustama.
I like that name.
Yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm. Extra shout out to my boy Nathaniel Odom for the stickers, my man, and the fan page on Facebook. Shout out to Ionut Sizu. That's a cool name. for the PayPal contribution. And for the music, thank you, Daniel Irwin and Brandon Fankal, for purchasing some of the Lil Ray songs. Okay.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, will you come on again?
Me. Absolutely, dude.
Do you
absolutely
have fun?
This is a lot of fun.
It was easy, right?
Yeah. And I love that it's at night. Like, this is the best. JK makes me come in at fucking 8 in the morning.
Oh,
I want to die.
No, I cannot do that. This is fantastic. Yeah, this is, we do it at, right, George? 9 p.m.
Yeah. I have to change my sleep schedule, but
okay. Yeah. Okay.
What do you play on? What do you play? Do you play Overwatch? What do you play on?
Oh, no. Well, my girl's got the PlayStation, and I play, she plays Overwatch on that.
Uh-huh.
And then I play on the Xbox One.
Well, I'm on Xbox too, so give me your gamer tag. We'll dick around at
night. Yeah. Stevie Weeby. Stevie
perfect. Weeby. Awesome.
So with that being said, it's Lil Ray's turn. Wow. And then that's it. Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens and dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Lil Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Lil Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls. Welcome to Lil Ray's world. Yeehaw! What do we got this week, Beep? Looks like a goddamn seal. Hey, buddy, what's your story and what's your name? What are you doing here, man? You Your name is Neil Stratford. You're a Navy SEAL. You're serving time in Iraq, correct? You stepped on an improvised explosive device and it blew your foot off and you bled to death. Is that correct? Well, I commend you for your service, Neil. Thanks for doing your time and serving this country well. And I wrote a song for you. It goes a little bit something like this,
this
man.
It's about Neil the SEAL, so listen up. This one's about Neil the SEAL was a Navy SEAL. He never smoked a cigarette, you know the deal. Was stationed in Iraq with that combat steel. Drink the protein shakes to wake and had a meal. He ate 3 squares a day and never missed a meal. He was a straight machine and raised to shoot to kill. Had a fiance he met in Brazil. Pregnant with the son at home, the shit was real. In Islamic place, an IED near his heel. The wounds that were sustained had killed him as he kneeled. This type of situation is not ideal. For a soldier to go down is such a sad ordeal. Thank God he is a SEAL and not a moray eel. These humans reincarnate as they turn the wheel. I turn the other cheek to the solid man. A fan and let him kick back some bathing in the sand. Poor Neil. The SEAL.
Join us next week on another episode of Little Ray's World, man. Let's get her done.